Kanoy with Crosswalk.com. Today I'm talking with Laura Story. She has a new book titled When God Doesn't Fix It from Thomas Nelson. In your book, you talk about your husband being diagnosed with a brain tumor and the challenges that brought to your life. How has your expectations changed of how God would fix the situation since you initially got the diagnosis?
When we initially got the diagnosis, I think it never occurred to us that God wouldn't fix it. That's part of it. We had met with a neurosurgeon that gave us this, I'll never forget, he gave us this pamphlet that talked about, day one, Martin would have surgery. Day two and three, he'd spend in the ICU. Day four, he'd be in a regular room. And day five, he'd be discharged. And I remember holding on to that pamphlet all up until about 3 months of our hospital stay and finally just crumpling up and throwing it into the trash and realizing, God, he's not tied to even the best of doctors. He's not tied to that person's plan. He's not tied to my plan. But he is a God who is so much more about bringing us to a place of faith and a place of trust and saying, not my plan, but yours be done.
What truths have you learned after getting this diagnosis and living with it for over a decade?
There's something about suffering that it takes away all pretense. It takes away, you get to a point where you have to almost redefine your faith. Everything that you thought you knew about who God is and everything you thought you understood about the promises of the Bible, you have to look at them in a new way when you reach those new circumstances. My relationship with the Lord is the only thing that is sure in life. My husband's health is not sure. My future is not secure. My future is only secure in the sense that it is held in God's hands. It's not necessarily going to look like the way that I planned, but that's what encourages me all the more just to trust my Heavenly Father and believe that His plans for me are good.
You break down common myths about God, which you already talked about some, and you replace them with truths that you've learned. What is the biggest myth that you would want to shatter for your readers?
That the trial that they are in the midst of, that they're there because God doesn't love them, or because God doesn't care about them, or because he's far away from them. Like, I think about how many times in the scriptures the Lord says, I am with you always. And I think that he says it not just because it's true, but I think he says it because he knows that the readers 2,000 years later are going to have those moments of wondering, where is God in the midst of this? Whether it's a woman walking through a hard divorce, or whether it's living in a hard marriage, whether it's living with singleness, or a woman struggling with infertility, or a man struggling with unemployment. And there is this temptation of thinking, if my life isn't going the way that I want it to, then God must have forgotten me. Our spiritual life can't be based on our feelings. It's based on the truths of God. And he says, I know you're going to feel this way, but the reality is I am with you now and forever.
That's a beautiful reality.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then alternatively, what's the biggest truth that you would want your readers to understand?
The biggest truth is that God desires to use even the most broken chapters of our story to showcase his faithfulness. He's not the author of sin, and he hates sin more than we could ever imagine. But he's still in his sovereignty. He is a powerful enough God to showcase, to shine his light through our brokenness. And I believe that's how he gets the most glory, when we're willing to share those hard chapters.
Greetings and blessings, faithful followers of bbtemple.org, both in person and online. Blessed to have you on board. Today, let's try something new, shall we? Let's take a break from our legacy focus, and let's look at something God is doing right here and right now. In fact, this all came about as a result of getting a new Apple iPhone. My Android went to Android heaven a little earlier than I had planned. So, of course, want to get an iPhone. Because, you know, if it doesn't work out, the smarter than iPhone, I can always turn over to Beloved. So, with this new, wonderful new experience we're having, having to relearn how to do everything. How to learn how to do everything you know how to do. You know, sort of like having a brain injury. But no, but seriously, brain injury does directly tie into our study today, which I pray blesses each of you as much as it did me, because it's really not what I had planned to do, but praise God, He's always got a better plan, right? Right. So let's take a look today at our wisdom focus feature. And the book today, though yes, it is the Bible, it is the book by the author that we're featuring today, and that would be Laura Story, as you saw from the clip. Her book, which is our feature focus today, and which, of course, she talks about the Bible extensively, it simply is When God Doesn't Fix It. And I came across this book only to discover that Kindle, which are, you know, like printed books, I mean, they're online, they're not in print. You can get them in print, but these are electronic, but they're in type. And it wouldn't let me in the site. It just said, I never knew you. Away, I never knew you. Like we hope we never hear when we get to heaven, right? But when I got to the Kindle site, that's what I heard. And so I said, all right, I don't need your printed books anyway. Because Audible, which are recorded books, was only too happy to give me my two free credits for books that they read aloud. They're to be read aloud. And so, of course, after ripping through those two credits, quickly, lo and behold, I discovered hundreds of Beloved's books. I got a whole library now access to that I wouldn't have otherwise. Praise God. So you got to meet Laura briefly, and of course I'm always working on the computer. You got to meet Laura Story briefly in the video clip above, but you probably hadn't heard, and you might have even heard her music, right? But like me, you probably hadn't heard her personal testimony, which is what I want to share with you today, which is the subject of her book. Now, shortly after their marriage, her husband, Martin Elvington, began to have medical issues that led to a diagnosis of a brain tumor. Something I know a little bit about. My mom was diagnosed with a brain tumor in 1985. And though they operated on it, she was fine. Lived another 25 years. However, although they operated on Martin's brain, he did not, I should say unfortunately, but actually, as we will see, it was God's plan not to have that be the cure. And though they operated to remove the tumor, he was left with permanent brain damage, including short-term memory loss, and basically having to relearn how to live. In fact, there's a funny story in the book, just as I'm renegotiating the slide here, that he's in the hospital, and he's just gone through surgery, and she goes in to see him, and he says, "You're Laura Story." And she said, "Well, I guess I am. And I'm also your wife." And he said, "Really? Wow." So, in fact, he was not even able to recall that he was married to Laura Story, but he remembered Laura Story. Oh, that's just sort of a funny story. In the fact that, my goodness, this makes you question a lot of things about assumptions that what your life might turn out to look like. But here's what happened, and here's what I want to share with you, this incredible hope that I found reading it, and hopefully you will as well. This launched them into a journey of discovery of God's plan and God's purpose for their lives that look way different than either of them had planned, but I would say rather exceeded their wildest dreams. So, thanks, O holder of the clicker. Change that slide. I hope I said that earlier. What we're supposed to be seeing now is I wanted, the first one was the picture of the book, but now beside a picture of the book, I want to just try a little something. What I want to do is just grab hold of something. I could go through an outline of the book, and here's what she said. And rather than that, I wanted to simply focus on what I think is perhaps, in my humble opinion, the most powerful thing that she shared. And that's how you can reframe your journey, whatever journey you happen to be on. Now simply try this. Think about something you have been through, / are going through, / will be dealing with for the rest of your life, okay? I think that covers everybody. And let's replace that. Let's replace that question, why, with the question, how? All right? Because, you know, I know I've been on this journey, my disability journey, which, you know, you're tired of hearing about, but about 40 years. I was diagnosed at 21 with MS. And here, 40 years later, I admit it is 40 years, now 61. I'm still asking why. But slowly, slowly, asking a better question, and that is how. So let's replace it, okay? What I mean is replace, Lord, why is this blank happening to me? Whatever that blank, you fill in the blank, and let's replace it with, Lord, how? How can I use this, whatever that is, to glorify you? Now try it. Try it. Wow, right? See how just that one simple shift totally takes the focus off me and puts it squarely on thee, Lord. That's where it belongs. And that's exactly what Laura's story did in her simple song entitled Blessings. She captures that. In fact, she won a Grammy. But more importantly, she won untold glory for the kingdom by sharing her experience of what she was going through. And that God didn't fix it. But he doesn't have to fix it. It allowed her something else, which far exceeds, in my humble opinion, even a miracle. Even a miraculous healing. And it's simply this. The freedom to stop chasing the cure, which I've been doing, and start enjoying the fullness of God's grace in your current circumstances, and truly be able to share that with others. The truth, the simple truth, that his grace truly is indeed sufficient for me indeed. So one last time, oh, holder of the clicker, change that slide. And with the words of Laura Story's song, and I would like to see in this transitional slide, lo and behold, they have a family. Because you know what? You don't have to be perfect to have your dreams come true. Or to have the Lord bless you far beyond your wildest imagination. I hope her song, hearing it, strengthens and encourages you as our awesome Lord reveals his blessings in your life. Heavenly Father, we do praise you and thank you for your amazing grace. And I just pray for the wisdom for us to not necessarily wanting you to fix it, but I want you instead, Lord, to use it for your glory. Give us the grace, give us the wisdom for your glory in the name of Jesus. Amen.